The decision to withdraw almost 100,000 acres of public land from this week's auction of oil and gas drilling leases is being criticized by industry groups and members of Utah's congressional delegation as caving into pressure from environmental groups. Statements issued by Senators Hatch and Lee and Congressman Rob Bishop don't use the term San Rafael Swell to indicate the part of the state where the leases were withdrawn. Bishop says they're not technically in the swell, while environmental groups have a broader view of what that includes. The land in question is all in Emery County, north, east, and west of the Red Rock landscape visible from Interstate 70. Kathleen Scama with the drilling industry group Western Energy Alliance believes the decision ignores years of careful study by the Bureau of Land Management in Utah.
After all of that analysis, we find that the Washington BLM has again pressured the state to take lands out of the lease sale.
Congressman Bishop has been working with stakeholders to come up with a comprehensive bill that would finalize wilderness and other protected designations and leave the BLM free to issue leases for energy development without interference.
The overall solution is actually to come up with a long-term plan so that we can bring some finality to these areas. And they're not done on a case-by-case basis, on a whim-by-whim basis.
Bishop says those negotiations are moving ahead slowly, but they haven't produced any proposals yet that can be put on a map. Dan Bomas, KUER News.